BC Coco and Merritt Island, W234 BI Coco and Vieira, W264 AS Melbourne and Palm Bay.
Good morning, and may God bless you. Pastor Derry here with Missions for Christ International. The Bible says in Psalm 118, verse 24, "This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Now, you can have a good day or a bad day, depending upon your attitude. And if you're a Christian, a child of God, you should have a good attitude, knowing that Christ died for you and knowing where you're going. You're going to be with Christ when He returns. You're going to be with Him in heaven. And that should encourage you to make every day a really good day. So have a good day, rejoice in it, and be glad. We'll rejoice in the day that God has made. And it really doesn't depend on the weather, whether it's cold or hot or rainy or what. No matter what day it is, God has made it. So let's rejoice in the day that God has made. And this is what Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And the place that I'm going, you know, and the way you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How could we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me." And we know the only way to heaven and to the Father is through Jesus Christ, by accepting Him as Lord and Savior, by faith, accompanied by our obedience, which demonstrates we believe, and so we shall be with Him. And we can be with Him now, and that's what's really important, to have a right relationship with Jesus Christ as we walk through this life with all of its problems, trials, and troubles. We must have Jesus Christ as our friend and as our Savior and as our Master in the here and the now. I wasn't much interested in the game because I thought the two best teams that should have been in the Super Bowl would have been the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs. But if I were a betting man, which I'm not, I would have bet on the Los Angeles Rams to win, and they did. But I'm not a betting man. I don't think it's right to gamble with the money that God has given to me. However, there is a greater gamble in this life. You are either betting that there is a God, or you're betting that there is not. And the stakes are very high. It's your life. If you bet that there is a God and you believe in Jesus Christ, you will win. If you bet that there is not a God and you lose, you'll spend your time in eternity with the devil and his angels. But if you bet there is a God and you give your life to Jesus Christ and follow Him, then you will spend your eternity with Jesus Christ, God, and His angels. Now, last week I talked to you about the heroes of the faith that we read about in the book of Hebrews, chapters 11, 12, and 13, and how they demonstrated their faith by doing what God told them to do, and how faith is always accompanied by obedience to God. And if there's no obedience to God, we know that a person does not have faith, true biblical faith that will save him. Now today, as a believer, I would like to talk to you about how you can follow Christ. The first thing you have to do, you have to accept Him on His terms and not your own terms. And you have to obey the Lord Jesus Christ, who said in Mark 16, verses 15 and 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be lost." Now, it's very important, as I said in a previous program, that we must listen to God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. As you read the Bible, you become aware that God talked to people and told them what they should do. For example, Moses was told what to do, and God spoke to him and gave him 10 commandments on 2 tables of stone to tell the people what they should actually do. But how does God talk to people today? We believe that God talked to people in the past, such as Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, the judges, and Ruth. And he spoke to the prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and others, prophets of God. But again, let's ask, how does God talk to people today? Do you hear the voice of God at all? Does God speak to you? I am suggesting to you that he surely does speak to you. He speaks to you in a number of different ways. First of all, he speaks to you through his word, and as you read his word, he will be speaking to you directly, and thoughts will come to you as God speaks to you through the Bible, his word. Now, there are several verses in God's word that says that God speaks to us, and we turn to the Gospel of John, where Jesus is speaking, and he's talking about his sheep know his voice. Let's just read a few verses from John chapter 10, verse 1, and following, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, is same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And to him the doorkeeper openeth, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but they flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. And then Jesus said in verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. So if you want to have the abundant life that Jesus promises to his followers, you have to know his voice, and you have to hear his voice and listen to his voice. And you can know his voice today. And then further down in the 27th verse, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, never shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Verse 29, my Father, which is greater than me, greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Now, let's look at some other scriptures that talk about the voice of God and how the people were to obey that voice. In Exodus chapter 23:21, when God was leading the people into the promised land, he said that he would send his angel before them, and they were to obey the voice of the angel. And in Deuteronomy 4:33, we see also that we, the people, were to obey the voice of God. And let's remember the story of Elijah in 1 Kings, that great prophet of God who had just won a victory over the 400 heathen prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. And God answered his prayer by fire and consumed the sacrifice. You can read about it there. And then Jezebel, when King Ahab told Jezebel what Elijah had done, threatened Elijah and said she was going to kill him. And so Elijah ran all the way from Mount Carmel down to the mountain of God in the wilderness. And there he was hiding in a cave because he was afraid of Jezebel's men that were going to come and kill him. I am reading from 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9. And Elijah came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And Elijah said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken the covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And God said in the 11th verse, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and a strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And God may be speaking to you today as he spoke to Elijah. Are you hiding in a cave somewhere? Are you not doing anything for Christ? Are you hiding away from God and not listening to his voice and not doing what he tells you to do? Yes, you can hear the voice of God. It may be a still small voice like Elijah heard. And then God told Elijah what he must do. And then we remember the voice of John the Baptist who came preaching the word of God and baptizing people for the forgiveness of their sins. And the Jews sent men to ask him who he was and why he was preaching and what he was doing. And he quoted from the book of Isaiah 40, verse 3, I am the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And so John the Baptist preached the word of God, and he was the first one to acknowledge that Jesus Christ was Lord. And he acknowledged it when he was yet a baby in the womb of his mother, Elizabeth. For when Mary, the mother of Jesus, came and greeted Elizabeth, the Bible says the baby, who was John the Baptist, leaped in her womb in acknowledgement that he was in the presence of Jesus, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was yet in the womb of Mary, the mother of Jesus. And then we hear the voice of Jesus in John chapter 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. Now there's a passage of scripture I'd like to read for you that talks about God speaking from heaven. And it's in the 12th chapter of the Gospel of John, in the 19th verse. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which is of Bethsaida, of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this hour I came unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, and saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now is the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. Then we read in the 18th chapter of John, the 28th verse, then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them, and said, what accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, if he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put anyone to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell thee of me? And Pilate says, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to thee, Jews. But now is my kingdom not from thence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou hast sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And we read in 1 Thessalonians 4:16, when Jesus returns to the earth at his second coming, he will come with a voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we who are alive shall be caught up together with him in the air, and so shall we be ever with the Lord. And what Christian could ever forget the voice of Christ to the seven churches and to the church of Laodicea when he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him and be with him. Now, I want to caution you. When God speaks to you, how do you know if it is God speaking to you or Satan? Because the Bible says in 1 John 4, verse 1, beloved, believe not every spirit, But try the spirits when they are of God, because many false spirits are gone out into the world. So is it the voice of temptation, Satan speaking to you to do some wicked thing, like to kill yourself or to kill somebody else? There are many people that have thought God was speaking to them and thought they were doing God's service by killing others. There are even Muslims today that believe that it is God's will that they should kill Christians. But we as Christians are not to kill others. We are to love them and to pray for them that they might be won to the Lord Jesus Christ and find salvation in His name. Now, if you are a born-again believer in Christ, you have the Holy Spirit of God, and you received that Holy Spirit when you were baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And that's what Peter said on the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, if you could read the Greek of this verse, you will see that Peter uses the Greek word doreia for gift. There are two Greek words for gift. One is doreia, the other is charisma. He uses the word doreia. That's where we get the names Theodore, gift of God, and Dorothy, gift of God. Now, what it means here in Acts 2:38 is that those that are baptized into Christ, they do receive the doreia, or the gift of God, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the gift of the Holy Spirit. That means you possess the gift of the Holy Spirit from the time that you are obedient in Christian baptism, and you have it now. If you have been baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, you have the gift, the doreia, of the Holy Spirit. Maybe your name is Theodore or Dorothy. Wow, what a great name to name your children. I baptized a man named Theodore at Castleberry Christian Church. We called him Ted or Teddy. Now, you have that same Holy Spirit that was given on the day of Pentecost to the 3,000 Jews and converts to Judaism. And the Holy Spirit is to guide you, and He guides us according to the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 7 through 15. He convicts the world of sin. He convicts you of your sin. He convicts the world of righteousness. He convicts the world of judgment to come. Well, this is how God speaks to you. Preachers are dependent upon the Holy Spirit when they preach. The Holy Spirit gives us good thoughts while we are preaching to communicate to you. And the Bible says in John 15:5, apart from me, you can do nothing. I cannot do a website apart from Christ. I cannot preach a good sermon apart from Christ. I cannot do anything apart from Christ. But we remember the words of the Apostle Paul, where he says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And also the words of the Apostle John in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, did you know that as a Christian, you can be a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ every Sunday or whenever you partake of the Lord's Supper? For the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do proclaim, you do preach the word of God until He comes. So, do you want to be a preacher this Sunday? Go to church, partake of the Lord's Supper, and in so doing, you are preaching the Word of God to everyone who sees you doing this. Now, we look forward to the return of Christ, just as He promised in John 14, verses 1 through 6, which we've already read. You can be a faithful follower of Christ You can accept him as your Lord and Savior. You can repent of your sin. You can confess Christ as your Savior. You can be baptized into Christ. Just go to a place where someone will baptize you. You can come to my house. I will baptize you into Christ in our swimming pool. And God will then give you his Holy Spirit, and he will guide you by his Holy Spirit to do good works, as it says in Ephesians 2, verse 10, by his Holy Spirit that you will receive when you are baptized into Christ. For you put on Christ, according to the Bible, Acts 5:32, and you are obedient to Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit, as it says in Acts 5:32. The Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him. God bless you. This is Pastor Derry. You can go to my website, missionsforchrist.org, for more information, and see there how you can contact me or talk to me, and talk to me on the phone if you want to. I give you my phone number there. God bless you. God bless you. May the Lord keep you and shine upon you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace, is my prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I've tried hard, I just needed to trust God. I've tried hard, I just needed to trust God. I've tried running away,
but I never found a place. I've
tried staying in,
but there was a dead end.
I've tried to hide in a crowd,
but they almost took me out.
You see, I tried. Just needed to trust God. See, I tried hard. Needed to trust God.
I've tried in my way,
but it took away all my pain.
Tried to sleep it away,
but the pain stayed. Oh,
I tried to blend in,
but it was bigger than my friend. I tried hard. Just needed to trust God. You see, I tried hard. Just needed to trust God. You're the reason I'm who I am. I wanna please you the best I can. Yeah, it's something man just can't understand. You see, I tried. I just needed to trust God. You're the reason I'm who I am. Yeah. I wanna please you the best I can. Oh no, it's something I just can't understand. See, I tried hard. Just needed to trust God. It seemed like praying didn't work. Oh. The more I praised, I hurt. Listen. And the waiting made it worse. Anybody ever been there? You done all you could and tried hard, but you just need to trust God. I tried to lie to keep it real, but God knew the deal. Strength to trust him. Anybody ever tried hard, but you just needed to trust God? You're the reason I'm who I am. I wanna
please you.
Yes,
I can.
you just needed to trust God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh, oh. Put your trust in him. Put your trust in him. Stop trying to figure it out. Trust him.
Woo! I'm happy right now.
And your help is failing too.
You've been saying
the weight of the world is pressing you down. And when you need a friend, no one can be found. But I know someone who really cares.
Issue of blood, my Bible said 12 long years. But you know what happened? Go on and tell the story. She heard about,
yes, she did.
Jesus passing through. She pressed her way,
pressed her way
through the crowd. The Bible tells me, she said, if I can touch.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, I know I'll be made whole.
If Jesus,
oh, if Jesus,
yeah.
If he can, make y'all look over, I'm happy.
Oh, oh.
Let me just kind of minister. Your problem is.
Woo.
Somebody got health problems out there. Somebody got high blood pressure. Ah, don't give up. Give it to Jesus.
Woo.
Somebody got a bad heart out there.
Jesus will fix it.
Nothing is too hard for God. No, no.
He'll
oh.
Fix it.
I want to ask somebody, how many know Jesus will fix it?
Jesus will fix it.
Counseling is not too hard for me. Jesus.
Jesus will fix it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus will fix it.
The Lord has blessed us tonight with so many people that have come to share. And we're going to bring another fabulous woman of God to your front. Please welcome the lovely, beautiful Beverly Crawford. Yeah.
are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good morning. Yeah.
That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favors me.
But it would not
fall.
Would not bend.
Will not bend.
Won't compromise. God favored
me. God favors me.
I spoke life.
And prosperity.
I even spoke health. He favored me.
They
whispered about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
My faith in God. He favored me.
Will not fall.
It will not fall.
Will not bend.
Not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
God favors
me. I speak
prosperity.
And I speak health.
And I speak health.
God favors me.
They whisper.
They whisper.
They conspire.
Conspire.
They told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God favors
me. My character.
My character.
My integrity.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
Everything was in
he
question.
Favors me.
But he favored
will
me.
Not
but I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it. Till you will say yes, because I got it through my crisis, difficulty, through my hard time. I found favor. I got it.
I'll be happy to tell you why.
God favors me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favors me.
Some days the well was dry, but I have the same reply.
God favors me.
Evil wants to bring me down the side.
Hey, God.
But God says again.
Everybody, one more time, everybody lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.